The purpose of prophecy, I think, has been best explained by a little illustration which I picked up somewhere a few years ago and sadly can't remember its origin, so I can't give credit for it, but it's not my illustration. And it's an illustration of a large church pouring out onto the pavement after the Sunday morning service. And people are chatting there on the street, and there are so many people that they're edging out into the gutter, and in fact somebody is backing into the road, and the person that they're talking to sees a car coming at too fast a speed. And so the person issues what is, in effect, a prophetic message. There's a car coming, you're going to be knocked down. This is really the function of prophecy. It is a warning about a present situation which will lead to a future catastrophe very often, unless action is taken in the present to remedy the future. There's a car coming, you'll be knocked down. Now, if the prophet's message is heeded and the person comes out of the road onto the pavement, then, of course, they are not knocked down. They are rescued. We don't then turn around and say, you're a false prophet, and the penalty for false prophecy is stoning. Now, the whole point is that the message of the prophet is designed to achieve a change of behavior in the present so that the future is different. And in that sense, the prophecy has been successful. If, on the other hand, sadly the person were not to heed the message and there was an accident, the prophet would not go around gleefully saying, what a great prophet I am, I got it right, you see. Because he would be mourning that his message had not been heard. Now, if you translate that into the Old Testament prophets and their ministry, and think of Isaiah particularly, you can see that this is what he's doing. That he is warning about what is to come, in order that in the present, and there are three different presents in Isaiah, in the present, the people of God will take action on the basis of what God has told them.